This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Longevity science attracts $5.2 billion in investment as movement shifts from fringe to mainstream. The longevity science sector has evolved from a niche pursuit to a major investment frontier, with venture capital funding reaching unprecedented levels as researchers pursue interventions to extend human health span and lifespan. The transformation reflects growing scientific credibility and commercial interest in aging biology research. $5.2 billion global in longevity science startups in 2024-2025. Global longevity research investment by sector. Venture capital funding distribution, 2024-2025. Therapeutics, 45%, diagnostics, 28%, digital health, 18%, supplements, 9%. Source Longevity Investment Report 2025, Georgian Medical Journal News. Scientific foundation drives commercial interest. The field has gained legitimacy through peer-reviewed research demonstrating measurable interventions in aging processes. Studies published in leading journals, including Nature Aging and Cell, have shown that certain interventions can measurably impact biological age markers. Major pharmaceutical companies have established dedicated aging research divisions, with companies like Altos Labs securing $3 billion in initial funding. The National Institute on Aging has similarly expanded its research portfolio, focusing on cellular reprogramming and senescence therapeutics. Research institutions worldwide have established aging biology programs, creating an academic foundation for commercial applications. The field now includes peer-reviewed studies on interventions ranging from metformin to cellular reprogramming technologies. Investment patterns reflect market maturation. Venture capital investment in longevity startups has followed traditional biotech patterns, with Series A funding averaging $15 to $25 million for companies with strong scientific foundations. According to industry analysis, therapeutic companies focusing on specific aging mechanisms attract the largest investments. The investment landscape includes both early-stage research companies and those developing consumer products. Companies developing diagnostic tools to measure biological age have attracted significant funding, with several achieving valuations exceeding $100 million. Geographic distribution shows concentration in traditional biotech hubs, with 60% of funding flowing to U.S. companies and 25% to European firms. The remaining investment supports companies in Asia and other regions developing clinical applications of aging research. Regulatory framework shapes development. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has begun developing guidance for longevity therapeutics, though aging itself remains unrecognized as a treatable condition. Companies typically target specific age-related diseases rather than aging broadly. European regulatory agencies have taken similar approaches, requiring companies to demonstrate efficacy against defined medical conditions. This regulatory environment influences research directions and investment strategies across the sector. The regulatory landscape varies significantly by intervention type, with supplements and digital health tools facing different requirements than pharmaceutical therapeutics. Companies developing diagnostic tools for biological age measurement navigate distinct regulatory pathways. Market outlook and future developments. Industry projections suggest continued growth in longevity science investment, driven by demographic trends and advancing scientific understanding. The aging global population creates expanding markets for interventions that maintain health and function in later life. Key areas of focus include cellular reprogramming, senescence therapeutics, and interventions targeting fundamental aging mechanisms. Companies developing combination approaches that address multiple aspects of aging are attracting particular investor interest. Longevity science investment reached $5.2 billion globally in 2024-2025, with 45% directed toward therapeutic development and companies increasingly focusing on measurable biological age interventions rather than general anti-aging claims. Longevity Investment Report, Industry Analysis 2025. Key takeaways. Global longevity science investment reached $5.2 billion in 2024-2025, with therapeutics receiving 45% of funding. Major pharmaceutical companies have established dedicated aging research divisions with multi-billion dollar commitments. Regulatory agencies are developing frameworks for longevity therapeutics while requiring demonstration of efficacy against specific medical conditions. Frequently asked questions. What types of longevity interventions are attracting the most investment? Therapeutic companies focusing on cellular reprogramming, senescence, and specific aging mechanisms receive the largest investments, averaging $15 to $25 million in Series A funding. Diagnostic tools measuring biological age and digital health applications also attract significant capital. How do regulators approach longevity therapeutics? The FDA and European agencies require companies to target specific age-related diseases rather than aging broadly, since aging itself is not recognized as a treatable medical condition. This shapes research directions and development strategies across the sector. What evidence supports the commercial viability of longevity science? Peer-reviewed studies in journals like Nature Aging and Cell demonstrate measurable impacts on biological age markers from specific interventions. The growing body of scientific evidence, combined with demographic trends, drives investor confidence in the sector's commercial potential. The longevity science sector's evolution from fringe pursuit to mainstream investment opportunity reflects both advancing scientific understanding and demographic realities of aging populations. As regulatory frameworks develop and research demonstrates measurable interventions, the field is positioned for continued growth and potential breakthrough applications in extending healthy human lifespan. Source: Are we just going to give up and die like every other generation?